Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Today I'm going to talk about finding peace. And some of you might think, oh, come on. Finding peace, are you serious? Okay, because I know how to find peace. I find it in a bottle, or in my case, a cigarette. I go to a Bible study in church. I go study the Quran. I am a Buddhist. I'm an atheist. I'm a voodooist. I know how to find peace. Oh, if you know how to find peace, you know, just stop listening right now, because obviously you know it all. But if you don't know it all, let me share my limited wisdom with you. So let's start over. Hi, I'm Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Today we're going to talk about finding peace. I'm assuming only those who really want to find peace are listening at this point. Good for you. No, the first thing I'm going to say is quite obvious. Go do something that you enjoy. Go listen to music. Go have sex. Go take a walk. Go exercise. Go, like I'm looking at the sunset and the wind blowing across the tall palm trees, the fronds at top blowing wildly left and right, and it's just giving me peace. So go outside. Go enjoy God's creation. Creation or higher powers create. Go enjoy creation, whatever you think of it is. But it's out there, it's beautiful. Go take a picture of it. Enjoy tomorrow. Share it on social media. Say, look at this picture. My God, isn't it beautiful? So go do something you like. Go do something you like. I don't know, some of you are saying, oh, it's redundant. You just talked about it. But I'm talking about like a hobby of some sort. My case is writing. Oh, by the way, I just finished my first book, NEX, Next. I'm submitting it to a publisher for review, and they're going to determine whether to print it or not. So hopefully that's the case, and the next time I hear about it, I'll say, oh, by the way, my book's out, and you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, where have you, because they're going to actually print hard copies of this book. It's going to be great. That's a great book. So go do something you like. Go write or read. Some people like to read. Knit. Watch television. Watch a movie. Watch a television show. Some people say, whatever floats your boat. I don't particularly like that phrase, but it makes sense. Whatever gets you going, go do that. Get spiritual. Maybe you're saying, well, I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. I barely believe in God. Or I'm a hardcore Christian, a hardcore Buddhist, a hardcore Hare Krishna, what have you. Go do something spiritual. And that could be, I'm repeating myself, taking a walk. Just saying thank you. Maybe not to God, but just saying thank you, whatever made this thing, thank you. And that's another thing, being thankful. Because generally I think, I know it's true of me, I'm not thankful enough in my life. Just say to yourself, my God, thanks, I had a nice meal tonight. I got a roof over my head. I got something to drink. I got cigarettes. I got music. I got a device. I can record podcasts, and hopefully it's going to help people. So be thankful. And gratefulness, I think, follows through. I'm grateful for it. Not just thankful. I'm grateful for what I have. You know, I like listening to music, and I think that music, they say music calms a savage beast, and I am one hell of a beast. I would like to use even more foul language, but I won't, because maybe there's young ones listening. Music. I happen to like rock and heavy metal, but maybe some country, maybe some soft rock. And by the way, I'm going to plug Delilah. Delilah has a great show. If you're in a relationship and you're struggling, or just enjoy soft music, go check out, find Delilah online. Or on your local radio station. I can't say enough about exercise. Go take a walk. If you're not a runner, like I can barely walk, but take a walk, and I find that brings peace. Go to some wonderful place, either exotic or common. Maybe there's some trees, maybe a park. I like the thought of being at some place with tall pine trees, a bobbly brook, and a lake. Maybe you like to fish, an outdoor activity, hiking or camping. And many people find that those outdoor activities bring peace. whatever it is, you're worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are worth finding peace, and find it whatever way that you can. That's all I got to say. This is Legend Gilchrist with Legendary Lifestyle. Fly low and avoid the radar.